That's how you got lost. It's the same way as how you got saved. I'm here because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I haven't graded up righteousness. I haven't graded up faith. And God said, whoa, that's enough. Gee, that's good. That will swing the scales. I'm here because of somebody else. I'm here because of what somebody else has done. The Lord Jesus Christ. He died in my place. He was my representative. I'm lost because Adam sinned. And I'm counted in Adam. And I need somebody else to get me out of that. I can't get out of it. The Lord Jesus Christ, by one man, sin entered into the world. And by one act of righteousness, God declared righteous the many. Romans 5. You see that picture? Now we have a representative of the nation of Israel. And it's in Galilee. And how they have responded to him. And of course, Jerusalem is not far behind. When the law went to Jerusalem, thumbs up, we agree with you, Galilee. This is an imposter. This is a traitor of Israel. So, we have here the Lord Jesus Christ dealing with this as a sample. And it goes on to say, in the reference that we have here, verse 12, for whoever has to him, more will be given. That's the disciples. And he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him, those that are on the outside. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. The ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest you should understand with their hearts and turn, so I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for you see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say that many, many prophets and righteous men desired to see and hear and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. And it's the parable of responses. Parable of responses. Hard ground, so on. And then good ground. Some respond. That's an explanation. Incidentally, brothers and sisters, that's an eternal spiritual principle of Old Testament and New Testament. The responses of mankind to the Word. But then he spoke to them of another parable. And over the page we have, page 7 on the 3A, we have the parable of the wheat and the darnel. The wheat and the weed. And this is another thing. This is not now the parable of the sower. This is the parable of the wheat and darnel. And we find that there is a growth. There is a growth of good seed. There is a growth of weeds. And the disciples said, let's go in and clean it up. And the Lord said, no, because they are so much alike. He said, leave them. And these are the children of the kingdom, prospects of who will go into that kingdom when the Lord Jesus will return. And he said, let them grow until the harvest, until it all matures. And then there will be the harvest. And in verse 30 he says, let both grow together until the harvest. And at that time of harvest I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now, if you've been listening to the ministry of John the Baptist, that's exactly what the John the Baptist said about dividing the righteous and the unrighteous. The unrighteous goes into the oven to burn, and the righteous goes into the kingdom. Please remember, they are not thinking 2,000 years' time. It could happen in their life. Separating and a fulfillment. And Jesus says that in another parable and starts explaining it to the disciples. Verse 36, please. And Jesus sent the multitudes away and went to the house, and the disciples came to him saying, "Explain to us the parable of the tares in the field." And he answered and said to them, "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age." "And the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them out into a furnace of fire. They will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So here we have the explanation: hardening, postponement, final arrival of the Messianic kingdom. Do not think in 2,000 years. Think of imminency even within that generation. Now, he didn't know it was going to be postponed for 2,000 years. The Lord didn't say, "Oh, look, I just want to break it to you, it's going to be at least 2,000. No, everything is imminent within a person's lifetime. But God is able to break in and to do this. To you is given to know the secrets about this kingdom that was offered, was postponed, and will eventually arrive. Of course, God's spiritual kingdom is always in existence. And we are in that by new birth. And where we are now in the plan of God, we've been baptized into the body of Christ, witnessing to the world, witnessing to Israel, waiting for the imminent coming of the Lord and the establishment of his kingdom. Postponement over, fulfillment arrived. Brothers and sisters, it's given to you to know the secrets about the kingdom of heaven. What a wonderful message, and what a wonderful insight the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. Now, at our next session, we'll have a look at what happened after the death, burial, and resurrection, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and the remarkable new entity, something brand new, something that people had never seen before. All the nations of the world, all gathering together in one place under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never, ever before seen. A miracle. The Church of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Let's have a cup of tea.